We'll see if that brings that very protracted strike at the post office to an end. Now, could it be so simple? The authors of a book that was previewed in 2012 and published this year claim that the solution to poverty and unemployment in South Africa is obvious and attainable. In a very simplified nutshell, Stephen Menkes and the late Michael Jacques say that most taxes should be abolished in South Africa, including your income tax or any VAT paid on goods. What they want is a tax or rent on land. Well, to discuss this proposal, I'm joined by joint author of Our Land, Our Rent, Our Jobs. Stephen Menkes has been a student of history, law and investment. He's currently the head of research at Emara SP Reid. Great to have you with us,
yes,
Stephen.
Good evening.
So there's hardly a more explosive issue than land in South Africa. This is one of the more different arguments I've heard. Just tell me why we should get rid of all these, this plethora of taxes that we have and keep a tax on land.
If you think about it, all land value is due to the state, because without security of tenure, you would not be able to enjoy the natural and man-made advantages of your land. Okay, so that's one thing the state does give value to. All the good or bad things are reflected in land values, which vary enormously. Now, the curious thing is that the state doesn't actually collect the value that it creates, instead of which it penalizes, if you like, us for working and investing. So you can see there's a huge mismatch, and there would be enormous energy released if owners of land and other natural resources paid the state every year according to the value they enjoy from the state, and were not taxed on what they produced, and their investments or their work.
Let's look at it in a practical way. So all the banks are conglomerated in Sandton, in Joburg. That land is very valuable right on Rivonia Road, because you're part of this cluster. So if I have a piece of unused land on Rivonia Road, it's no longer going to be a windfall for me when I sell it. It's going to become a burden, because I will be punished for not being productive on that land. Is that correct?
You'll certainly be punished if you don't use it efficiently. And that area you mentioned is a brilliant example of how the community or the government or the state creates value. You see, with the Gaut train, the land has become enormously valuable. You see all those buildings sprouting up around all the Gaut train stations. That's due to the increase in land value. And as a matter of fact, if this proposal of ours were implemented in its entirety, tolls wouldn't be necessary, because the rising land values would pay for infrastructure.
So if I've got that land just sitting there, I will want to sell it, because it starts costing me a lot in taxes now. So it'll go to somebody who's much more productive, who does build the bank and starts making great profits and employing people.
That's absolutely right, yes.
On the flip side, what happens to rural land that's not productive?
Well, the same principle applies, but remember, land values in the rural areas are way less. I mean, in Pofara a few years ago, land was, let's say, 400 rand a hectare, and you're talking about something, anything between 20,000 and 40,000 rand a square meter in Sandton. Mm. That's a differential of 1 million times.
That's incredible.
So your land values and rentals in the rural areas will be very low, and that's the beauty of the system. Is our present levels of taxation are virtually obliterating economic activity outside the metropolitan areas, because the rural areas cannot survive. No economic activity can survive the current levels of taxation there.
And a lot of productive activity will move there, like you say. Let's just look at some of the implications. Firstly, people who have been investing in land, so maybe sitting on that great land in Sandton, their property values are going to plunge. Wealth will be wiped out. Is that fair?
Well, bear in mind we're talking about land only, and this is not a tax on improvement. It's not a wealth tax. It's simply...
But a lot of wealthy people would have speculated in land.
They would have, yes. So now all they have to do is use that land efficiently, instead of waiting for someone else to come and buy it off them at a higher price.
Mm. Okay, so you don't think it'll have a huge wealth erosion effect, because I'm thinking about people who've been maybe put in land claims. So they're waiting for their land to come back to them. They get it, and they're charged a huge tax.
Well, you see, the Constitution in its preamble says all the land of South Africa belongs to all who live in it, united in our diversity. So really, you can't take our 122 million hectares and dish out 2 and a bit hectares to our 50 million people. The sensible and common sense way of ensuring that all the people of South Africa get their rent on their land is what we're talking about. So this means everybody will now benefit from the land.
Finally, and just very simply, why is this a better system? Because we're talking about equitable, an equitable solution, let's say. Mm. As it stands, South Africa taxes the rich to feed the poor, basically, through social grants. And the World Bank this week saying that that is working. We are lifting people out of poverty. If I think about it, a lot of the speculation land would belong to the rich anyway. Isn't it a different way of getting to a very similar result of taxing the rich to help the poor?
Well, we've talked about the basic idea. We've written a whole book to explain how we would get there. And there are complexities, and there are phase-in proposals, and there would be, we propose that you would have legacy taxes for a while on the ultra-rich, but essentially what we're trying to do is remove all penalties for working and investing. Obviously, at higher thresholds, you will have these kind of legacy taxes that you're talking about. But the essential idea would be to incentivize the proper use of all our land and natural resources and to free up people for working. Your rural areas would become one giant industrialized development zone.
Wow. Well, it's a very complicated issue, but an interesting proposal if you're interested.